As a member of the Congressional Transportation Committee, Steve Kagan says he was disappointed in testimony from BP executives. Speaking at a local airport, the 8th District representative says he's introducing legislation to create a $25 billion fund to reimburse people who've been hurt economically by the leak.
I don't trust British Petroleum. I don't think that we can wait another month for them to pony up the money.
Kagan's proposal comes on top of a similar act in the U.S. Senate. Another idea coming from the White House is to make BP suspend dividend payments to shareholders and put the money in a fund instead. Kagan says his legislation doesn't say where the money should come from, except that it come from the company. He says the idea is not to bankrupt BP.
Well, on May 19th, when they were before my committee, they had a book value of $142 billion. Last Friday, they were worth $109 billion. They have ongoing revenues to come up with this money. They could buy a bond. They've got insurance to back up some of their claims that are going to be coming.
$25 billion may not be enough to fully repay the region. Some estimates put the cleanup at upwards of $40 billion. BP executives plan to meet with President Barack Obama later this week to discuss options. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.